appointments today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We return with hour number two of the Paracast this week. I'm Gene Steinberg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. The guest, Michael Esposito. And we've been talking about EVP. And in our last question before we broke, Michael was asked about how he got into this research. So tell us the story.
Actually, I was building computers. I was modifying and building mid-tower computers, some crazy stuff. And I was building a studio computer with a 36-channel German Terratech mixer.
Okay, this was an audio-style computer for studio work. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And I started working with modifying it and trying to do some interesting things with it, and I ran into the work of extreme frequencies and, you know, ELF and ultrasonic frequencies, and also the work with experimental music and then electronic voice phenomena. Experimental musicians tend to really have an affinity for electronic voice phenomena as a phenomena because of the work they do in extreme frequency ranges, multiple frequency ranges, and audio anomalies. So as I grew up, my mother had an affinity to the paranormal, and I remember, you know, hearing ghost stories as I was a kid about a local haunting, you know, long summer nights and stuff. So I had sort of an affinity to the paranormal anyway. But here was a way that my ideas of quantum physics and experimental music and the research I was doing as not only a scientist but a technician building the highly modified computers and stuff all really fit into one place. It really became a sort of the road. It was the road I was meant to travel. And then once I started testing it and doing some recordings and I started capturing examples of electronic voice phenomena, I was hooked. I mean, I think that's one thing you'll find is when you start doing this type of research and you start capturing voices on your own, you're hooked. I mean, there's just no going back.
What is your professional background? That's not your day job, I hope.
No, actually, I'm sitting here at the Chicago Board of Trade in Chicago, Illinois. I'm a commodity broker, a systems specialist. Work on trade systems, help people backtest them, modify them, evaluate them, and sell them to clients so they can use systematic trading or systemic trading to trade commodities. My background is my undergraduate work. I've got a bachelor's in public relations, one in political science, couple masters in communication theory, studied American University of Cairo, Egypt, University of Notre Dame, Purdue University, Governor State University, master's communication theory in Illinois. Most of my formal education is based on communication theory and communication technique. And actually, my family history, I'm an ancestor of Alfred Vail, who invented the Morse code and some telegraph keys with his partner, Samuel Morse, sent the first Morse code transmission. And his nephew, Theodore Vail, was the president of AT&T up until World War I. And basically, so I come from a long line of communication researchers, if you will.
Okay, so you set up this system, and how did you go about capturing EVP?
Well, I started out just typically with a variety of different recorders and stuff, and started to take the recordings that I made, and I dropped them onto a computer, and I ran them through some of my fancier software and stuff that I had put on my computer and tweaked up a bit.
Now, the software that you're using, is it strictly audio capturing software, or is there something there that manipulates the sound, mixes it, compresses it, something like that?
No, there is. That's more sophisticated than that. It's actually, I use Adobe Audition. When I first started doing the recordings, I found a group that was an actual, this was back when Adobe Audition 1.0 was originally out there, and they had given us the beta testing on it. So a lot of the things that we developed for them that came out in the 3.0 was actually things that we wanted as EVP researchers, that actually showed up some of the actual scientific filters as far as removing subsonic bass and different things like that that we wanted as, I guess if you will, audioscopic researchers, ended up on the Adobe Audition. So
maybe
we
can assume the programmers at Adobe are possibly paranormal aficionados.
It's possible. I'm still not really sure all that came through like that. But actually, I don't think people would realize when they bought the new Adobe Edition that a lot of the plugins, a lot of the things that we had them add on, were actually based in paranormal research.
This is a Windows only product. The only Mac version of Adobe Audio software is Soundbooth.
Unfortunately, and I don't think it's the same program at all. It's close, but it's very different, and that's a shame too, because I've always dying to get into Mac and go into Mac, because Mac's got a lot of great features as well. But my favorite software is a PC based.
Unfortunately, okay. So in terms of microphones, what kind of microphone did you use?
It depends. Again, I use everything from, I picked up harmonica microphones or professional microphones, wire microphones with germanium crystals. I built contact microphones of my own based on piezoelectric discs. Go to Radio Shack and get a piezoelectric pick up and then break apart the plastic and pull the disc out of it and then wire it up to eighth inch jack, or a quarter inch jack. Some simple microphones, baby monitors, cell phones, anything that I could get to capture signal, I've tried.
Okay, now where did you put the mics or the capturing equipment? Did you go to a specific place? Did you maybe go to a place where there's a lot of electromagnetic radiation, like near a cell tower?
I've tried the experiments using things like cell towers and other types of high tension wires. High tension wires, the real big ones, are real interesting places to explore. I try and hold onto my equipment again to connect with my personal electromagnetic aura, if you will. I think that we're kind of human batteries. I mean, it's a lot like sticking nails and wires into oranges and lemons. You can create electrical charges from that. I think that we also have the ability to act as a magnetic booster, electromagnetic booster ourselves, just from the fact that we have so much electricity that makes us up.
Especially the heart.
The heart, the brain, and the hair with the static electricity. I've done a lot of research and work on the tribal electric scales and static research, static electricity research. One of the reasons being is ahead of an electromagnetic storm, a thunderstorm, if you will, a lightning storm, you always saw in Hollywood and stuff where all of a sudden aural and visual manifestations started really happening. Everyone thought it was because of the energy that was being generated from the electromagnetic storm, the lightning storm. But the fact of the matter is, ahead of a lightning storm, what happens is the air ionizes. Like if you took and bought an ionizer at a Sharper's Image and set it up in a room, it removes the additional positive and negative particles to the atmospheric, ions to the atmospheric particle.
Before the show is ionized. Michael Esposito, EVP expert. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you? When you're sick, get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you want to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out on iTunes.
Michael Esposito is the guest. Chris O'Brien is the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the PowerCast. We're looking at EVP, electromagnetic voice phenomenon. We call it electromagnetic because it happens when electromagnetic radiation is at its highest.
Well, what I was describing was the reduction or the ionization or neutralizing of atmospheric particles to allow free form of atmospheric particles. Static electricity comes about because an atmospheric particle picks up additional negative or positively charged ion, and it starts with a magnetic pull. When the motes of dust run across certain materials, such as old wood and windows, one has a tendency to produce a positive, and one has a tendency to produce a negative ion to add to that particle as the mote of dust runs across it. That's what creates static electricity. Now, that static electricity in the air creates a pull against the atmospheric particles, so they don't have the free flow that they normally would in an ionized situation. It's like taking the white and black Scotty dogs and putting them butt to butt. You know, you just can't get them to scoot together. So by ionizing the air, or naturally when it occurs during a, you know, ahead of a thunderstorm or lightning storm rather, it allows the atmosphere to free flow because they drop that additional negative or positively charged ion, and it allows the more free flow of these atmospheric particles, and the energy with the persistence of memory can more easily manipulate it to create EVP, if you will, or even visual aberrations.
So what you're suggesting is ahead of a lightning storm, you have better conditions setting up for possibly ideal EVP recording conditions, correct?
Correct, and not for the reasons that are classically thought of, adding more energy to the atmosphere, but actually reducing the magnetic pull in the air.
What were some of the early investigations that really out in the field where you really knew that you had stumbled on a pretty intriguing mystery, a scientific mystery? Why don't you give us some ideas of some of your early investigative work?
One of my really early cases that I really like was the Sally House, and I think we have some of those EVPs from that particular investigation. Now, what happened during this investigation, and I'm the kind of guy who likes to do things differently and try things differently than what's normally done. Back then when I started, it was classic to do 15-minute EVP sessions and then stop, and then do 15 and stop, and blah, blah, blah. Myself, I thought it'd be a great idea if I'm going to sneak in a recorder and just play it the whole time, just record everything and not let anybody know that I had the recorder going. During the 15-minute exercise, we got nothing at all. And it was just like they knew we were recording and they were being really quiet. On my recorder, in between the 15-minute exercises, I got tons of stuff, just some incredible Irish females. That's where the blue and the gold came from, was that particular exercise. A lot of crazy voices of people that were definitely not there. You could hear accents and stuff. And it became a real fascination to try new things. My research partner, Heidi Harman, introduced me to metaphysical aspects of, like, Tibetan singing bowls to produce tonal sounds to infuse into the room, like using a pink or white noise. Like a sound engineer might pink out a room, we were infusing the atmosphere with things like singing bowls.
Okay, before we go on, what does pink out a room mean?
Ah, okay. This is for the audio engineers in the audience.
I can answer that.
Yeah, Chris, you want to answer that?
It's very simple. It's taking the acoustic environment and creating a completely flat frequency response in the room, and you do that by projecting pink noise into the room, and then with a frequency analyzer, you then pull all your levels either down or up to zero, which is flat.
Basically floating, like you're recording an orchestra in a large hall, you want to float pink noise in there to absorb the echo and stuff. So when you record it, you get a cleaner sound without getting the sound of the orchestra bouncing off of every wall in the world. And so we know that if we impose or infuse different types of frequencies, either tonal or noise-based frequencies like white noise or brown noise or red noise or pink noise or violet noise, that we can actually have those frequencies hang for some duration of time while we record, even after the noise actually stops.
I'll tell you what here, we don't want to get overly technical because people just tune out. I say, you know, I didn't tune into the show to become an audio engineer. I just want to learn how it's being done. Okay, so you go to work. Is there a percentage of times where you actually get a hit, get something that sounds useful?
Well, in my recordings, and I get a much higher rate than most of the other people that I know or I've worked with, in my recordings I can get about 20 to 30 EVPs for every 20 minutes.
So that's one a minute. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, roughly about one a minute. Maybe.
I don't think I've ever been out on a case with you, and we haven't had so many. You just don't know what to do with them all. Of course,
okay,
some,
so basically, Chris, you went out there with Michael, and you personally vouch for the fact that some of these things are happening.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, one of the most amazing things I've ever actually experienced in a field investigation was when Michael and I and some of the Indiana ghost trackers went up to Al Capone's country house in, I think, Willowbrook, Illinois. And, of course, the first thing that the owner did was he told us, don't go up into the attic because there's, you know, he had a real bad encounter up there with some sort of energy or force. And so, of course, what does Michael do? The first thing Michael does, as soon as he turned his back, Michael snuck a recorder up there, put it on record, and then zipped back downstairs. Well, we got within 5 minutes of that recorder being put up there and nobody going up into the room for the next hour and a half, I think 2 hours. Within 5 minutes, we got a recording that sounded like the owner saying the word wow, and then I forget what the sentence was. We said that,
Isn't that something?
Yeah, Wow, isn't that something? And interestingly enough, about 45 minutes later, now, of course, we didn't know we had that EVP because the recorder was upstairs recording on its own. And we continued, in the building doing our investigation. And at one point, we were all standing there. I was changing tapes and batteries in the video camera. We didn't have any recording device recording, but we all heard an expletive.
Now, we're not going to play that one, ladies and gentlemen.
No, but
I know the FCC.
And we all
listening.
Looked at each other. And then Don, the owner, and Michael came down the hall into the room, and we all were excited. And we told them what we had heard, all, just stood the hair up on my back of my neck. And he goes, wow, wasn't that something? And at this point, I'm filming again, so I got a film of him saying this, and then we went on with the investigation. Well, when we got back into the studio and we were reviewing our recordings, we had this clear as a bell EVP of the owner saying something that we then recorded 45 minutes later, him saying slightly different, but you could tell it's the same person. The inflection is slightly different. We have this evidence that we present in a documentary that we did called Dead Whisper.
We'll get into more of this in a moment. Michael Esposito, the EVP expert, joins us. It looks like Chris O'Brien, our co-host, has done a lot of this research as well. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Ray Perkins, a reclusive veteran burned out from the Gulf War, lives tortured by relentless, perplexing nightmares. Nightmares of a horrific battle in deep space and of a mysterious woman suffering in agony for her devastated world. A woman not yet born, calling across centuries to him. Then, a coincidence leads him to his destiny, his chance to alter the universe. Attack! Attack! Of the Rockaways. The former fiction editor for Star Wars and Indiana Jones, Robert Simpson, writes, "The soul of the novel Attack of the Rockaways lies in its heart and passion for building a convincing tale of a love that spans the galaxy. A thrilling story. Attack of the Rockaways is available now. Read a sample chapter and get a special discount off of the cover price at our website, rockoids.com. That's rockoids.com. Attack. Of the Rockaways, a novel in the grand science fiction tradition.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier purifiers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 air purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a 1-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
You're in the Paracast. You never know what's going to happen next.
We have Michael Esposito. We're talking about EVP, how to capture it, what the results might be. He's getting one every 20 minutes. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Listen, guys, okay, you gave me some recordings. Obviously, the ones where the language is a bit frank, we're not going to play those. I'm sorry.
I tend to get a lot of those, too.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the spirit world, they're kind of profane over there. They don't like being captured. Okay.
Well, actually,
now,
they don't have to stuff the FCC, so.
We're not going to do that. That's it, too. You know, they don't have to worry about the FCC. They don't have to worry about the government or any of that interference. They think they're on cable TV. They think they're Showtime. They think they're actually running the TV show True Blood. We're, okay, seriously, folks. You tell me what recording we should play, and then we'll discuss it.
Well, we were talking about the Sally House, so why don't you do the Blue and the Gold and Maggot? I think there's two there from the Sally House.
This is number 4A. I'm going to try. Yeah. Here we go. First, we'll play the Blue and the Gold Could Catch the Light. Here it is. Okay, so we hear the maggots one sounded pretty clear. And these are voices that basically nobody was talking. You just had your recording equipment set up, and then you do a little filtering, and there it is?
Yeah, actually, with the maggots one, that's an interesting, that's a phenomenon that I call borrowed voice phenomena. You can hear my voice. I'm at the investigation. I'd forgotten something downstairs. So I was telling them, you know, oh, guys, look, I'm sorry, I got to go downstairs and get whatever. And the maggot part, you can hear it wind up. It goes, rah, rah, rah. And then you hear, there are maggots all over here, and then you hear, rrr, rrr, rrr. And it sounds like my voice, but you can hear me talking underneath of it. So I, well, first thing I can tell you is I didn't say that. And secondly, I can tell you that it's my voice, and it's my voice underneath it. So it's kind of like an audio doppelganger, where I believe the spirits actually use the frequencies that you emit or the researcher emits from speaking and creates communication. It latches onto your voice and remodifies it to try and communicate. And that's a clear example. It's a very good example of it. And we have caught other examples of that as well.
Okay, so now we have another serious question to ask here. If it's capturing your voice on a delayed basis, okay, you say something or whatever, and then 40 minutes later, you pick it up in the ether, as they say, then it's not a disembodied spirit, is it?
Depends. Now, yeah. The voice borrowing is actually in real time. It's actually not picking up something I said earlier, but it's actually using my voice now to say something totally different. You know, if you listen to the maggots one, you can hear my voice talk about having to go downstairs and get something underneath it, much lighter. And then the maggots part is real loud, but it's something I never said, ever. Now, with the case with Rick O'Dees, the EVP that you capture is something that was said, but it's the guy's voice, it's the same inflection, but it's a different voice. In other words, the audio inflections of his voice saying, oh, wow, whatever it is he said. But it's not exactly his voice. Now, later on, when we capture it on video, he actually did say it. But it was something he said long after the EVP.
So yeah, that 40 that, minutes that, later.
Yeah, exactly. So the question is then, in following back from Einstein again, are we looking at time folds? Or what is the phenomena that has to deal with? Is there a time fold, or do spirits live in sort of a time fold or a parallel dimension that they actually know what we're going to say or what we have said or what we're thinking even in real time, you know, connected to that energy, and it actually can transcend time and space as well as into us and into our memories and remembrances.
One of the things I wonder about this is when you think that maybe you've captured something from a spirit world, maybe a voice of someone who's no longer here, the other crazy solution here or crazy theory is that, no, actually what you're hearing is something from a parallel universe, that you have people like us. It's like the TV show Fringe. And Fringe has an alternate reality, an alternate universe where everything is similar but different. You know, the same people put into somewhat different situations. So, by the same token, maybe if this stuff is all real, maybe we are hearing not the voice of the dead, we're seeing the image of the dead, we're hearing what's going on in another universe.
Well, that's a good question. That's like saying, am I hearing the voice of an American Indian, or am I hearing a voice of someone who lives in the New World? You know, it still is a paranormal phenomena because it is something out of our normal everyday world. You know, if it's an alternate reality or an alternate existence, who lives there? Is it possibly us after we die? We go to live in the alternate, you know, existence or the parallel universe?
Or is it just another version of ourselves living in a parallel reality?
And maybe the other version of me is making more money than I am, so he can send me a loan. You know, I'll call that person and say, hey there, gene number two, or maybe I'm gene number two, and he's gene number 67. Gene 67, send me a check.
I can send you a check, but like, you can't spend it there, you know. That's the thing. It's we don't know. You know, and what we're exploring here is the unknown. Do we know that they're voices of the dead? No. Is the assumption that we're making is that they are. From some of the things that we gathered, some of the things we said, we think that somehow in part it may be, it may not be. I mean, the whole thing may be some mad hoax by one entity that runs around giving EVP to everybody in the world because it's some parallel universe.
It's the genie in charge of EVP.
Exactly. But the one thing we do know is that they were able to set a particle next to itself. So in essence, they created time travel. That was an experiment that was done, 6 months, 8, 10 months ago, that they actually pulled off putting an actual particle next to itself.
Right, at CERN.
Mm-hmm, exactly. So if they were able to do that, and that in essence creates time travel, then you have to start questioning what we perceive as the real world anyway.
Okay, you just raised a really huge question here, and I'll ask it. Okay, so we have these sounds. Have you submitted these to professional audio engineers, scientists, and say, okay, you tell me, what is this? It's not a hoax. What is it?
Yeah, that's the interesting thing. I mean, some engineers from Pi Records in England did a whole series of tests with Konstantin Rodolf, and actually put him in a Faraday cage and recorded him and couldn't come up with answers to what it is. I mean, basically, a lot of times when people send me EVPs and things like that, it's hard to perceive whether or not there were, who was in the room or who was there or what. You really have to take good notes to get real clear perceptions, because some of these come into audible frequency ranges once you download them, but you don't hear them at the time, which is an interesting phenomenon. I mean, basically, the more we research, the more we discover, the more questions we have, the less we know. And that's one of the dynamics of this research and what keeps it really alive, pardon the pun, is that
there's always something new happening.
Yeah, there's always something new in the land of the dead. But it just leads to more questions and stuff, some very valid questions and some very poignant questions that keeps us hopping.
Why don't you describe one of the other sets of EVPs? We heard the blue and the gold could catch the light in the maggot one. What about the Luann's Farm or I'm trying to remember the other one, the one with Michael in it was a set.
Okay, yeah, the set.
Let's do that when we begin the next section here. Check us out on our site, Paracast.com, Paracast.com. Join our message boards. Contact us by email. Check it out. We have Michael Esposito, EVP expert, hobbyist, whatever it is. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, Separating Signal from Noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt. Hey neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
You're listening to America Now on the Genesis Communications Network. Join us each Saturday evening at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern, for 4 hours of refreshing yet provocative discussion. You can also join us online anytime at AmericaNow.com. That's AmericaNow.com. America Now, a voice of hope for a troubled world.
You're listening to America Now on the Genesis Communications Network. Please join us next Saturday when our very special guest will be Dr. Dan Junker. You can also join us online anytime at AmericaNow.com. That's AmericaNow.com. America Now, a voice of hope for a troubled world.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio? G-C-N. The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Philip Rogno. You're listening to Paracast, one of the most informative shows out there. So listen closely.
We return to the Paracast. Michael Esposito is here to talk about his studies into EVP, and we're about to hear some more sounds, which he'll introduce in a moment. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're still in the Paracast. Okay, frame this here. We heard two earlier in the episode. What are we going to hear next?
This was a set. My sister actually was having a lot of problems with her son, who was reaching that age, but it was getting nearly uncontrollable. He was heavy mood swings, punching holes in walls, just incredibly, incredibly out there bad behavior. And she had just bought the house not too long ago, and it happened to be across the street from a cemetery, go figure. And so my research partner Heidi and I went to record there. When we got in there, one of the questions I asked was, what do you want? And the voices came out. The first one was a male, and the male voice was to kill Michael. And then there was a pause, and it said, just kidding. And then a female chimed in after another short pause and said, he's sorry. So there was this whole conversation going on about the question I asked, this whole conversation going on about me. It was pretty phenomenal.
Okay, let's hear those three sections right now. I'll be honest, you know, I couldn't understand any of it. I just heard noise with the suggestion of a voice, and that was about it.
You have to be able to listen very attentively. I mean, you really have to listen closely to hear some of them. Some of them come out at you a little more clearly.
There's a lot of them that what Michael can hear that I think the average person can't hear, but he's had so much experience in this realm that... he's had so much experience listening to hours and hours and hours of recordings, pulling out EVPs, that his ears are really finely tuned. Heidi, actually, her ears are even more amazing.
But isn't that, again, the Rorschach test problem, where you think you hear something, you fill in the blanks, and you hear something that may or may not be there? And I'm not trying to, you know, just insult you about this. We're trying to get to the bottom of this mystery and trying to understand it.
Well, the question, too, is it more or less a Brave New World situation. I mean, does it have to be so clear that the 70-year-old man with the hearing aid, the multiple hearing aids on it, can hear it? Does that then qualify it as existing? Well, not necessarily. I mean, you know, sometimes people look at things that are really there with a neutron microscope. You know, does that mean they're not there because you can't see it with the naked eye, or that you can't see it unless you have very, very good vision? No, it still exists. Now, on the other hand, too, I've had experimental musicians who are actually very good listeners tell me that I forced them to listen closer than they normally would ever have to listen.
Yeah, definitely with me. I can vouch for that. Some of these, Michael has kind of divided them into classifications. Class A EVPs are the ones that you can hear the first time that you hear it. You can hear it played once, and everyone pretty much agrees that whatever that is, it's saying this. And then it sort of degrades from there all the way down to a Class C where, you know, it's anybody's guess. You can hear, you know, some semblance of a voice, but it's the actual syllables trying to figure out what it's saying is open to interpretation. Class A EVPs, like the blue and the gold, could catch the light, and maggots, there's no doubt. You play that for a person, and we will have these up on the Paracast Forum website too, for people to play with them a little bit, listen to them over and over. For me, generally, if I can hear it and understand it in the first pass, that to me is a really good quality EVP. If I have to listen to it a couple of three times to pick up what it says, then it's not as impressive to me. And I think a lot of EVPs that you see on television shows aren't real good Class A EVPs. So that, I think that that's sort of painted a picture in the mind of the public to some degree that EVP is very subjective, and I think a good deal of it is. But Michael, do you want to chime in on this? I mean, you've been able to pull some out that I couldn't possibly hear, and yet I see other people that listen to it and they can pick up what you're picking up. Where does the subjective and objective area sort of separate?
Well, one of the things you have to realize is that our normal hearing of a normal, young, healthy individual is somewhere between 17 to 20 hertz to 20 kilohertz, and doesn't mean that we're not experiencing frequencies that are happening above and below that. I mean, Raymond Cass, who was an EVP researcher in the 50s from England, was actually, his job, what he did was he built and provided people with hearing aids. I mean, that's what he did for a living. So listening and hearing is a very big part of this whole phenomena. You know, is there a cutoff point? Well, no, not necessarily. I mean, believe it or not, when you play something on the radio that you think people can't hear on the radio, there'll be quite a few people who actually can hear it on the radio, just because it may be difficult for you to hear. Now, with the set of three, the first one is a little bit weaker, but the second one and the third one, the female, are a little stronger, a little more clearer. And basically, it's the spirit, I believe, it's spirit's ability to how effectively they can manipulate energy and how much strength they can and put behind it. Because one of the postulates that I've developed over the years was based on sonic boom. Microburst theory is basically when something is traveling faster than the speed of sound, it creates a sonic boom. In other words, the atmosphere in the front of it cuts up and smacks behind it because it's traveling faster than the atmospheric particles of the wave. And that's what creates a sonic boom. Now, on a micro level or a microburst, a good example of it is cracking of a whip. The tip of the whip will create a snap because the tip of the whip is traveling faster than the speed of sound, and that's how you get the crack of the whip, because it creates what they call a microburst. Now, in a lot of the recordings of EVP that we've captured, just before a very clear, a very good EVP, you hear kind of a whip sound or a snap or a pop. Unexplainable. It's not been there. And the idea that I've been developing is that the spirit has been able to manipulate the energy of the atmospheric particles, that the actual molecules themselves are traveling faster than the speed of sound in this microcosmic world, and actually create what they call microbursts. And that's what we pick up just before a good EVP, a really clear EVP. Not every time, of course, but in many times we do.
You hadn't told me that one yet, Michael. I like that. And it has some, I think, potential in terms of explaining. So you do hear, it sounds like static discharges occasionally before EVPs, crackle sound. Why don't you set up another set of EVPs here? I think we have a few more. How about the next set?
Let's do this before we do the break for taking us to the third hour of the show. So set up this next group of recordings.
Okay, these are the recordings from Luann's farm. Luann, she had a farm that used to be a Potawatomi village. And during the Trail of Blood, they moved all the Potawatomis out and moved them over to Kansas. So they literally walked them from northwest Indiana to pretty much where Atchison, Kansas is, believe it or not, or Fort Knox, right around that area. Many of them died. Well, at this village, a group of the warriors, the hunters, were out hunting and weren't there when their village got caught. So they went to try and rescue them, and they gotten some of their village people, and they were able to come back to the village. They rescued them, basically. And Indiana sent in the army, and there was a small house right where the barn sat with an old lady and a white boy that lived there. And the soldiers thought it'd be quick work to take care of the Potawatomi Indians, but they put up a fierce battle and actually set the little cabin on fire and burnt the lady and the child alive in the cabin where the barn sits. And the Indians were all killed, and their sister property, so to speak.
I'll tell you what, neighbors, we're out of time for this session, but we will get into all of this. Yeah. We will play those recordings at the beginning of the next hour, because for those listening to the live broadcast of the show, this week's episode of the PowerCast, there'll be a news break, and then we'll get into the final hour. We have Michael Esposito, EVP expert. Chris O'Brien's the co-host. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the PowerCast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.